Hey everyone, Dylan Books here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom, and Courage. You know, we've talked a lot about Stoicism, that ancient philosophy all about resilience, self-control, and living life on your own terms. But let's be real, folks, there's a side of Stoicism that often gets misconstrued. The idea that it means shutting down your emotions, being tough as nails, and never showing weakness. Now hold up a sec. Stoicism isn't about suppressing who you are, it's about understanding your emotions, navigating them with clarity, and ultimately finding strength in vulnerability. Think about it. Ever felt like you had to put on a brave face even when inside you were crumbling? You know that feeling when you smile through the tears or nod along while your mind is racing with worry? That's where Stoicism can actually be a superpower. It gives us the tools to not just tolerate our emotions, but to embrace them in a healthy way. So, today, we're diving deep into finding strength and vulnerability in emotional expression. I know, it might sound like a contradiction in terms, but trust me on this one. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll blow your mind. 1. Acceptance is the foundation. First step to harnessing vulnerability is acceptance. You gotta acknowledge your feelings, all of them, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Think about it like this. Denying your emotions is like trying to bury a seed in concrete. It's just not going to grow. Stoicism teaches us to observe our emotions without judgment, allowing them to flow through us like waves. 2. Emotional expression equals strength. I'm gonna drop a truth bomb on you. Suppressing your emotions doesn't make you strong, it makes you brittle. Bottling things that can lead to resentment, anxiety, and even physical health issues. True strength comes from expressing your emotions authentically, whether that's through journaling, talking to a trusted friend, or even just letting out a good cry. No shame in the tears, folks. 3. Find your tribe. We're social creatures hardwired for connection. Sharing our vulnerabilities with people we trust can be incredibly healing and empowering. Surround yourself with individuals who create a safe space for emotional honesty. Think about it. Those truly supportive friends or family members are the ones who celebrate your wins and hold you up when you stumble. 4. Vulnerability is not weakness. Here's a mind shift for you. Vulnerability isn't weakness, it's courage. It takes guts to open yourself up to others, to let them see your imperfections. It's in those moments of vulnerability that we build genuine connections and create real intimacy. 5. Embrace imperfection. Life is messy, unpredictable, and full of ups and downs. Stoicism doesn't promise a life free from pain or hardship. It teaches us to navigate those challenges with grace and resilience. Remember, your human flaws and all. Accept your imperfections and learn to love yourself through every stage of the journey. Think about a time when you held back your true feelings, maybe at work, in a relationship, or even just around friends. You know that feeling of holding back, of not letting people see the real you. Now, imagine if you had let those emotions flow freely, expressed them authentically, and allowed yourself to be vulnerable. What would have happened? Would it have been scary? Maybe a little awkward? Possibly. But could it have led to deeper connections, greater understanding, and even personal growth? Absolutely. That's the power of Stoicism. It empowers us to face our fears, express ourselves honestly, and ultimately live more fulfilling lives. So, remember this. You're strong, capable, and worthy of love and connection. Don't be afraid to embrace your emotions. Let your true self shine through and connect with others on a deeper level. Remember, this isn't about being some super emotional drama king or queen, unless that's your thing, rock on. It's about finding a healthy balance, expressing yourself authentically, and building genuine connections. It's about recognizing that vulnerability is not weakness, but the very foundation of strength and resilience. Ready to take action? I challenge you to identify one situation this week where you can be more open and vulnerable with someone you trust. Share your thoughts, feelings, or even just a small piece of yourself. And let me know how it goes. Leave a comment on our social media pages, share your story, and join the conversation. Until next time, keep striving for strength, wisdom, and courage. Remember, you're capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.